Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and live from Victor Cruz's birthday party, it's the 4th and Inches show with Jana and the Sherpa. I'm the Sherpa, a.k.a. Scott Swiney. Jana Kimmel, a.k.a. Jana, welcome to the show. How are you this evening?
I guess I'm better than Victor Cruz since nobody got shot at my birthday party.
No. He didn't get shot at his birthday party. That's the important thing. He didn't shoot himself at his birthday party. So that was important. And he's not going to be spending...
I guess it's a step in the right direction for the Giants.
Yeah,
but,
he's not going to be... Yeah, they obviously learned a lot from the Plaxico Burress situation that, you know, let somebody else do the shooting and don't have your players shoot themselves. So at least he's not going to be in jail for the next 2.5 seasons. But speaking of jail, your Cowboys looked really impressive last weekend.
I mean, don't jinx it. You don't need to be mean like that. I know you're bitter about
the Cowboys are obviously the Super Bowl favorite now that the Matt Castle is out and Tyler Palko has taken over, and I have to admit the Chiefs are no longer a Super Bowl favorite, so I think I should shift my allegiance to the Cowboys now, or
don't
at least my
that.
Pick. What do you think?
Don't be mean. Don't be mean like that. We have
I'm
enough
not,
bad things happen.
I don't even know the word of. I don't even know the meaning of the word facetious. He said facetiously.
Uh huh. Sure you don't. Moving
so,
on.
Anyway, what's going on in the show tonight besides my ragging on the Cowboys?
Well, a lot more justified ragging on the Chiefs. For one, we're going
to look at Tyler Palko as their quarterback either.
Thank goodness. We're going to look at all the Week 10 matchups, tell you who to start, who to sit, and I'm going to go through another spiel of injuries and random news and notes from this weekend. It was a really rough weekend to be an NFL player. But we will be here for a full hour, and hopefully most of that will not be talking about injuries. We'll be here from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, as we are every Wednesday night. And if you want to be a part of the show, there are a number of ways to have your voice heard, including calling us at 347-677-1608. That's 347-677-1608. Or you can email us at the number 4thninchesshow@gmail.com. That's the number 4thninchesshow@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter under the same handle, the number 4thninchesshow. You can find us all week long on Facebook, on the Fantasy Football Sherpa fan page, and on fantasyfootballsherpa.com. There's a great blog there with weekly rankings of over 300 players by position and also good waiver wire pickups there as well. You can also find us on the Learning Annex. We did some great fantasy football videos there. You can just search
Jana carried us on those. I was unprepared, but Jana saved the day.
That is not true. And you can find the Sherpa's football musings all week long on the Huffington Post, including how should you optimize your roster for the playoffs. And let's just jump right in on injuries. Like I said, there were a lot. I think there were something like at least 15 season-ending injuries suffered this weekend. And
at least no quarterbacks got hurt, did they?
Lies. At least 7 ACL tears as well, which was really, really terrible.
Those are contagious.
But first, the Sherpa's going to be quiet, and we're going to get through this fast. Eagles quarterback Michael Vick broke 2 of his ribs during Sunday's game. You can tell when it happened. He left for a play. He is unlikely to play this weekend, not because of pain tolerance, but because of the affecting of his throwing accuracy. It is not because of the Giants' defense. Wide receiver DeSean Jackson was inactive Sunday after sleeping through a special teams meeting. Not a great idea. The Eagles, their policy is they do not let you play the next week if you miss a meeting. So he did not. He will be back this week. He apologized to his team. Everything should be okay there. Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones re-injured his hamstring in the third quarter this weekend. He is not practicing so far this week. I would be very cautious about putting him in your lineup, and it's very much going to be a game-time decision. 11 players are possibly facing discipline for testing positive for banned substances during the lockout. They were told that there would be a grace period, but now there's not.
Oh, wow.
Redskins tight end Fred Davis is amongst those that could be facing suspensions or fines. Yep, there you go, Sherpa.
I knew there was a reason he was doing so well.
There you go. The 15 season-ending injuries suffered this weekend include Vikings quarterback Antoine Winfield. He broke his collarbone two nights ago, Monday night. Bengals cornerback Leon Hall tore his Achilles tendon. Bills center Eric Wood tore his ACL Sunday. He is also done for the year. Broncos running back Knowshon Moreno, he tore his ACL. This is something you're going
to
hear a lot.
Knowshon Moreno.
Yeah, it's not a great fantasy year for him, that's for sure.
I picked him on all my teams this year.
Broncos running back Willis McGahee injured his hamstring. He left the game and did not return. That left the burden of the carries on Lance Ball. He was last man standing at running back. McGahee is going to be a game-time decision. He's going to try to play, but they are the Thursday night game, which is going to pose a problem. Lance Ball may not be a terrible pickup this week, although they are playing the Jets. Eagles wide receiver Jeremy Maclin injured his shoulder. He bruised his AC joint and then injured his hamstring after returning to the game from the shoulder injury, and he was limping out of the locker room. He isn't practicing. He is very questionable. The Eagles promoted wide receiver Chad Hall from their practice squad in anticipation of him potentially not playing. So, something to keep an eye on. Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray injured his shoulder this Sunday during the blowout against the Bills. He looks like he's going to be okay for this weekend. I wouldn't worry too much about it. Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green hyperextended his left knee. It looked really bad when it initially happened. He did return to the game, so I suspect he will play unless things take a turn for the worse during practice this week, but hopefully, fingers crossed. Frank Gore, the 49ers running back, has knee and ankle injuries. He did leave the game for a period of time on Sunday, but he is likely going to play since he did return to the game afterwards. In the season-ending injury front, let's talk about Texans quarterback Matt Schaub. He has what's called a Lisfranc fracture in his foot. He will be having surgery. His season is done. They are on a bye this week, so it does not affect you yet. But Matt Leinart is going to be the starter in Texas, at least for the foreseeable future. As we alluded to earlier, Kansas City's quarterback Matt Cassel, he injured his hand. He had surgery this morning. He could miss the remainder of the season. They're not putting him on IR. Todd Haley's hoping he can come back, but it's going to really depend a lot on how this week goes and how fast he heals. Tyler Palko will be getting his first ever NFL start this weekend, and Ricky Stanzi will be his backup. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has a slight fracture in his right thumb. He will play. He will be fine. It's not that big of a deal. People are getting a little crazed over it unnecessarily. Jets running back LaDainian Tomlinson sprained his MCL on the last carry of the game on Sunday night. You hate to hear that. He is definitely not going to be playing tomorrow night in the Thursday night game. We'll see how that goes. Severity kind of unknown. It seems he had a setback yesterday at practice, which really sealed the deal for him not playing at all. In other running back, still unhealthy news, Darren McFadden is still on crutches from that foot injury. It has been a few weeks. He's not really healing all that quickly. So it's going to be the Michael Bush show again, at least for now. We'll see what happens with McFadden, but I'm starting to get worried. Redskins wide receiver Leonard Hankerson is going on IR. His season is over with a subluxated hip and labrum tear. That's
what
a mouthful.
What the heck is that?
It's a hip injury. Sorry.
You're
going
to have to go to medical school before next season just to,
I know,
be able to
seriously
keep up with all these injuries.
Browns coach Pat Shurmur has already ruled Peyton Hillis and his bad hamstring out for Sunday's game. I guess he wanted to preempt his agent this week. Giants running back Ahmed Bradshaw still missing practice with that foot injury. I don't think that's a great sign, but, you know, still a game time decision. And we'll see. Lions quarterback Matt Stafford is saying that his fractured finger is healing well and he's feeling better. Cardinals quarterback Kevin Cobb was limited at practice today, testing out the various foot ailments that he's going through. It's the first time he's been on the practice field in the last few weeks. He still has pain. He's probably still doubtful. I don't think there's going to be enough practice time for him to get back. As we alluded to earlier, Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz is celebrating his 25th birthday on Monday night with friends at a Manhattan nightclub when a shooting broke out. It left one person dead. He was a witness to it. Allegedly, according to a New York Times report, teammates Chris Canty, Hakeem Nicks, Antrell Roll, and Aaron Ross were all present at the event. Nicks' agents denying it, so who really knows, but nobody was hurt. That's good. They're going to need to watch their step a little bit for a few weeks, though. Bills wide receiver Stevie Johnson is not practicing due to an injured shoulder. He hurt it diving for a ball on Sunday's game. He is unsure if he can play. It seems kind of severe, and I would be looking for a replacement at wide receiver on your fantasy team this week. Cowboys running back Felix Jones practiced for the first time since suffering a high ankle sprain on October 16th, so it looks like he could be back as soon as this week or next week at worst. Miles Austin will not be playing again this week, it looks like, with that injured hamstring. Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Ford missed practice with his own foot injury. Falcons wide receiver Harry Douglas was limited at practice with a hamstring injury of his own. He should be the replacement for Julio Jones if he's healthy, but that's an if right now. Buffalo wide receiver David Nelson missed practice with an ankle injury, as did Dolphins tight end Anthony Fasano, and Browns running back Montario Hardaway missed practice as well, but he's got a calf injury still. Panthers tight end Jeremy Shockey has a rib injury. He's not practicing. Oh, we're almost done. Packers running back Ryan Grant has a knee injury. He did not practice either. Cardinals running back Beanie Wells didn't practice with his knee injury. He's been playing through it. I would expect him to continue doing that. Cardinals tight ends Todd Heap and Rob Housler both didn't practice. Heap has a hamstring injury. Housler has a groin injury. Seahawks wide receivers Doug Baldwin and Sidney Rice both were limited at practice. Both have head injuries. And Chargers wide receiver Malcolm Floyd missed practice again with a hip injury. And we have finally come to the end of the road on the injuries. There are a few teams on byes this week. For the last time, thankfully, the Texans, Colts, Saints, and Steelers are all off this week.
That'll give Matt Leinart an extra week to get his timing down so he can lead the Texans to the Super Bowl now that the Chiefs won't be there.
We'll see. We'll see. But all right. I guess let's jump into games.
All right, let's jump into the games. And speaking of the games, as Jenna mentioned before, there's another Thursday night game this week. The Tim Tebow-led Denver Broncos are playing host to the New York Jets. John Fox made a somewhat frank assessment of Tim Tebow's abilities the other day. He said if we were playing any other offense, we'd be screwed with him at quarterback, but they aren't. But
that
I think
really made me mad to hear him say that, to be honest.
Pardon?
I thought it made me mad to hear him say that. Like, granted, I don't think Tim Tebow is an elite NFL quarterback, but he's getting the job done, and your coach doesn't need to be undermining your abilities in the media. If the team believes in him and he believes they can win, then why is he saying things like this?
But why is that any different than somebody saying, you know, if Ben Roethlisberger were running the option, we'd be screwed? I mean, he's...
I don't like it. I think he's got enough critics. His coach and his own organization don't need to be, you know, fueling the fire, if you will.
Well, he's above it all, if you know what I mean. But anyway, so I think, though, that they're still screwed this week playing against the Jets, and I look for the Jets to pull this one out 21-20.
I got to be honest, they're in Denver, and Mark Sanchez looks horrible right now.
Passed for 300 yards last week. That's not horrible. He's not a great quarterback by any stretch. But how can you say he's horrible?
He may have thrown for 300 yards, but his decision-making on the field right now is atrocious. I am not impressed.
Well, his completion percentage is like 56%, which we talked about in the past.
Which is not good.
No, it's not. It's a thing.
Tim Tebow's only attempting 8 passes, but if he only needs to complete 2 passes to win, then I think he can win games. And you know what? I think that he's got a chance. I don't know if I'm ready to say that the Jets are going to beat Denver for sure.
Well, when I say it's a 1-point game, then obviously I think either team could win. So it's not like I'm predicting a blowout, but I think they'll win, the Jets.
I think Denver may sneak one out here. Mark Sanchez, I really would start at your own risk if really at best he should be a 2-quarterback league option. I really wish you wouldn't have to have him on your team, but I know I have to in one league, so we've all got struggles. Running back Sean Green, I'm going to start this week. Tight end Dustin Keller, if he plays, which he should, I'm going to start him. I know he's a little dinged up. Plaxico Burress seems to be a functional part of this offense now, and I'm comfortable starting him. I wouldn't make him your, you know, bread and butter wide receiver, but, you know, he's getting looks in the end zone, and that is good enough for me. So I'm going to start him.
Taking the best of the shot.
Listen. It's okay. It's going to happen. I'm going to start Santonio Holmes. And beyond that, I think I'll start Nick Folk, the kicker. And really, I'm on the fence about the defense. I don't think that Denver's going to put up a ton of yards, so I think it's probably safe to start them. But I don't necessarily know if I feel the Jets are going to win this game, and that makes me a little nervous. I like to start defenses I think will actually win.
But do you think that's going to be a low-scoring game, high-scoring game?
I don't know. I don't know what to think. I think it could be, you know, a 13-10 game, or it could be like a 28-25 game. These teams are so weird. I don't like either offense particularly.
How about, is Joe McKnight somebody we should have our eye on this week or not yet?
For me, no. But I guess in a deeper league, maybe. I'm not ready to take that step quite yet.
Okay. So for Denver, as Jen alluded to earlier, I think running back Lance Ball is a good play this week. Start him. Hopefully you picked him up off of waivers or had him on your roster already. Start the Denver defense. I'm on the fence about Tim Tebow and wide receiver Eric Decker and tight end Daniel Fells. I'd stay away from, well, obviously no Sean Moreno is done for the season. Stay away from Willis McGahee this week. He's questionable with a hamstring injury. Stay away from wide receivers Demaryius Thomas and Eddie Royal. And stay away from kicker Matt Prater.
All right, let's keep rolling.
So now we move on to probably Jana's second favorite team behind the Chiefs, and that's the Miami Dolphins, who all of a sudden look like world beaters. They've won 2 games in a row. They're at home against the Bills, and I think they keep the streak going this week. I think they make it 3 in a row. I'll pick them to win this game 27-24.
You know, I do have a soft spot for the Dolphins. I think this game could go either way. I think, and I'd like to really believe, that Buffalo will edge Miami out, though. The Bills need this win a lot more than Miami does, and I'd like to see them actually win a game they should. Ryan Fitzpatrick needs to bounce back from the Cowboys catastrophe they had last week.
Think they're regretting giving him that big contract right about
no.
now?
No. I still have confidence in Fitzpatrick. I'm still going to start him. I'm still going to start Fred Jackson. I'm going to start Donald Jones. Stevie Johnson, I don't think, is going to play. On the off chance he does, I would put him in my lineup. If David Nelson plays, I'm putting him in my lineup.
Does he have a girlfriend cheerleading for the Dolphins or no?
Kelsey, the Cowboys cheerleader. I thought that was adorable last week. It made me very happy.
About the only thing they did right all game.
Well, maybe. Roosevelt is really a deeper league or more of a flex option at wide receiver. Tight end Scott Chandler, not a bad play. You're definitely down a couple of tight ends this week with teams on bye, so he's not a bad option, and he's available in a lot of leagues. Kicker Ryan Lindell, I'm going to say no to. He did not look sharp. He's got a bad shoulder. The Buffalo defense, I want to say you can start, but really, they looked bad last week, so I'm concerned, and maybe it's not the week for them.
So for Miami, I would start Matt Moore. I think he's going to have a field day against that Buffalo secondary. I think Reggie Bush is on a roll and is going to keep it going. And I would also start wide receivers Brandon Marshall and Devon Bess. On the fence about Daniel Thomas, hopefully you don't have to. Tight end Anthony Pisano, who's questionable with an ankle injury. He's a maybe. The defense is a maybe. And kicker Dan Carpenter is a maybe. And I would stay away from wide receiver Brian Hartline.
I guess I'm a little. I have a little softer spot for Brian Hartline than you do. But that's okay. Let's move
we'll
on
see.
To my favorite game of the week.
you got to be kidding. Well, anyway, the game Jan is alluding to is Dallas at Washington, and this should be a romp for the Cowboys. I don't know that they're going to win by multiple touchdowns, but I think they do win by 10 points. Washington is heading entirely in the wrong direction. Plus, we don't know who's going to be starting at running back for them. Who knows? You know, maybe this week it's Ryan Terrain's turn to have his fantasy football
Sharp
team
choice
play
Mike. Seems to think he's going to run all over the Cowboys, even though NFL.com still actually has him on the Cowboys depth chart. Deshard Choice.
Oh, they still have him on the Cowboys depth chart?
Yeah, weirdly enough.
Oh, well, they're obviously up to date, but
yeah,
I don't think you want to start him no matter which team he plays for, but I'm getting ahead of myself. So I think Dallas wins 27-17. How do you see the game, and who do you like on Dallas?
I think Dallas wins. The Redskins always give us fits, though, throughout the test of time. So these games are not just good for bragging rights, but at least it'll give us a game in the NFC East. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Dallas isn't all that great at winning games. They should, though, so it always makes me nervous. I'm definitely starting Tony Romo. He looked like a world beater last week, and hopefully it happens again this week. I'm going to start DeMarco Murray. Felix Jones and Philip Tanner, depending on if Felix Jones is active or not, is really going to sway who you start out of these two. If Jones is active, I think you can still start him. They will still give him a chunk of carries. It may be 60-40, it may be 70-30, we're not going to know. But
really?
If he plays, I think you can start him. If Felix Jones plays, there's no room for Philip Tanner. Sorry.
Well, DeMarco Murray you still like even if Felix Jones plays. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes. I would start. I'm okay starting both of them. Obviously, do not start Miles Austin. He will not be seeing the field this week. Go ahead and start Dez Bryant. Start Laurent Robinson. He's really come on lately. I would definitely start Jason Witten at tight end. And beyond that, Kevin Ogletree, Jesse Holly, I just don't think that you need to. There are probably better options at wide receiver this week. But unless you're really in a pinch, and hopefully you're not, just don't. Kicker Dan Bailey, I think you can start. And the defense, I wouldn't be totally opposed to starting. Sean Lee's back. Their defense is going to be fine.
All right. For Washington, I would... I'll say start Rex Grossman. I'm not a real big fan of his, but I think he'll be able to throw for a decent number of yards, even though they're not going to win. And Jabbar Gaffney, I would start him, and assuming that Fred Davis isn't down for the count for a suspension, then start him. On the fence
he'll
about Anthony Armstrong. Pardon?
They'll announce it if he gets suspended before the season's done.
Okay, yeah, there's no danger of him missing this week's game, is there?
No, not
okay.
This week.
All right, as long as he's still around for my fantasy football championship weeks, I'm okay with it. Just don't do it when it impacts my fantasy team, please. All right,
we'll try to pull some strings.
Thanks. Fred Davis, if you're listening, I would start you, and if you're not, I would still start you. Wide receiver Anthony Armstrong on the fence. Defense, I'm on the fence. I'd stay away from all the running backs, whether it's Roy Helu, Ryan Terrain, Deshard Choice.
Shanahanigans.
Pardon?
The Shanahanigans. It makes it impossible to know who's going to get carries. Very frustrating.
Stay away from all those guys. Stay away from wide receiver Terrence Austin and kicker Graham Gano.
Okay.
So now we move to Jana's new favorite team, and that's the Oakland Raiders, who dismantled, or didn't exactly dismantle, but they beat San Diego last week on the road. This week they're going on the road.
We had a spirited discussion about that last week.
We did, and Jana was right, and I was wrong. There's a first time for everything. But
oh, thanks.
So Jana was right about that. And for the Oakland traveling to Minnesota, much as I like Minnesota, I think Oakland's going to win this game pretty easily. Carson Palmer looks like he's on track now, and I'll go with Oakland to win this game 31-21.
I'm excited about Carson Palmer and this working.
Do you have him on any teams?
I'm very excited about this. Huh?
Do you have him on any teams?
No, I don't have him on any teams. I just actually like watching him play.
Yeah, okay.
I think Minnesota's going to put up a fight here. I think this is going to be a close game. I think Christian Ponder will bounce back. It's not like they're playing the Packers again this week. So even against the Minnesota defense with Jared Allen, I'm still starting Carson Palmer. I'm starting running back Michael Bush. I'm starting wide receiver. If Jacoby Ford plays, I'm going to start him. Regardless of whether or not he plays, I'm still starting Darius Heyward-Bey. I think I'm going to start Dominic Moore. I might take a flyer on Chaz Schillings and Lewis Murphy. TJ Houshmandzadeh, I'm not totally sold on just yet. Tight ends, also not completely sold on. Maybe Kevin Boss out of the bunch. Maybe Myers. I think there are better tight end options. Kicker Sebastian Janikowski is battling an injury, but he's still been playing. So if he's still out there, I'm still going to start him. And I'm going to say no to the defense because I think Christian Ponder is going to put some points up.
I'm hoping they'll let Sebastian Janikowski try a 75-yard field goal again.
I'm excited. I hope so.
That was really, I think, Tom Cable's death knell when he did that. It was almost like saying, please fire me, Al Davis.
Yeah, but it was such a crazy, crazy thing. It was just, you were in shock and awe, and it was incredible.
That would have been like Bob
Beamon's
long jump, shattering the long jump record by 2 feet, you know, to have somebody shatter the field goal record by 11 yards or whatever that would have been.
I mean, why not?
But anyway, it didn't happen, so we move on. Minnesota, start running back Adrian Peterson, start wide receiver Percy Harvin, and start tight end Vasante Shanko. I'm on the fence about Christian Ponder. Not convinced. I think Oakland's pass defense is better than their run defense. Ponder's probable with his hand injury. Michael Jenkins, questionable with a knee injury. Don't start him unless you have to. Same thing with tight end Kyle Rudolph and kicker Ryan Longwell. And stay away from running back Toby Gerhart, wide receiver Devin Aramashidu, and the defense. Don't start them either.
Ooh, okay. All right.
All right. How are we doing on time here? We need to pick
up
a little bit.
Let's just keep going.
So this game, I don't usually predict blowouts, but I think Green Bay is going to have their way with Tampa Bay. It seems like everybody does nowadays. Josh Freeman, I don't know where that breakout year is. It was supposed to happen, but it's not happening. Green Bay, they're going to win this game by at least 3 touchdowns. I'll say almost 4. I'll take Green Bay to win this in a cakewalk, 41-14.
Yeah, this the fact that Josh Freeman and Tampa Bay really can't find their stride makes me sad. Green Bay winning by a lot makes me happy, though, so it sort of counteracts that. I'm going to say you probably don't even need to be starting Josh Freeman this week, not unless it's a 2-quarterback league and you're really hurting for a quarterback.
The Green Bay secondary, though, is still terrible.
Yeah, but Josh Freeman hasn't looked good against anybody the last few weeks. I'm concerned. LeGarrette Blount, I'm going to start. Tight end Kellen Winslow is a little dinged up. If he plays, maybe. I don't love the matchup. Wide receiver Mike Williams, very underwhelming of late. I think you can still start him as long as you have a little bit of a cushion. Aurelius Ben, Sammy Strotter, for me, I don't love either of them. Maybe Ben if I had to pick. I like Preston Parker to take a flyer on. He's probably only going to get you 6 or 7 points, but especially on a week like this week when you maybe need to fill a wide receiver spot, not a terrible option. The defense, don't even think about it. Kicker Connor Barth, probably not worth it either. There's not going to be enough points for him there. And see you next week, Tampa Bay.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, that goes without saying you start him, but I said it anyway. Wide receiver Greg Jennings, start him. Jordy Nelson, start him. JerMichael Finley, tight end, start him. Start the Packer defense and start kicker Mason Crosby. I wouldn't start either of the running backs. I know Grant is questionable with a knee injury, which means that Starks will probably get most of the carries, but I still think that they're not going to run too much. I think they'll Tampa's run defense actually, well, they're pretty terrible too, but their pass defense is even worse. So I think that's how.
Well, here's the thing: you get guys like James Starks and John Kuhn catching touchdown passes at any point in the game. If you need somebody to fill a roster spot on a bye week, or because you're totally annihilated with injuries, especially this week, go find John Kuhn on your waiver wire. He gets looks in the end zone.
To me, that's a lottery ticket. I'd rather take a chance on somebody like Kendall Hunter or Lance Ball or somebody like that.
No way. Totally worth it to me. I've had him on my week for my team for weeks.
Who's that?
John Kuhn.
Oh, Kuhn, how's that working out?
Pretty well, actually, since I got decimated by injuries. It's better than not having anybody to fill the spot. And I know he gets looks.
That's true.
A team that scores a lot of points, it's worth it to me.
I think I'd rather have Isaac Redmond, not this week, obviously, because he's on a bye. Mm. But if you're talking about running backs that don't get much action.
Not. I fully disagree.
All right. So running wins. Oh, anyway, we'll get to that later. But wide receiver James Jones. You know, another one, I hope you don't have to start him, and I'd stay away from wide receiver Donald Driver. Mm. So now on to another interesting game. They're all interesting, but this one in particular,
Battle
Carolina.
Battle of the number one overall quarterback pick.
Carolina, that's right. It's the Carolina Panthers and Detroit Lions, so we'll see which cat is tougher. And I'm going to pick the Lions to beat the Panthers 24-21 in it. Which should be a fairly interesting game, if not very well played. But how do you see this
one, Anna? The Lions have to win this game. This is a must-win for them. Their season's spiraling out of control right now. If they don't win this, I got some serious doubts they can make the playoffs. That being said, and the fact that I am not a Cam Newton supporter, I think you can start Cam Newton in a very deep one-quarterback league or a two-quarterback league is what I'd be more comfortable with, but he will have a touchdown pass. That will not happen like it did last week. I don't think he's going to throw for 400 yards, but he'll do better than he did last week. Tight end Jeremy Shockey looks like he may not play. If he does, I'm inclined to still perhaps start him. He's a pretty tough dude. Ribs may not slow him down, but then you have Greg Olsen behind him. If he doesn't, not a terrible option. Running back, you got the Williams-Stewart connection. Obviously, Williams is the one to start out of the bunch. Jonathan Stewart's kind of more of a secondary start, I guess, if you will. I don't know if there's enough carries and points to go around right now.
You sound like there's a lot of indecision around that Jonathan Stewart pick.
Wide receiver Steve Smith, I think you can go ahead and start. Legadu Nane, I don't really have a problem with starting. Beyond that, Brandon LaFell, Edwards, I just don't think they're putting up a ton of points. I don't think it's worth it to go beyond Smith and Nane. I would say no to the defense and no to kicker Lindo Mare. I don't think this is that high scoring of a game.
I agree. I think these two teams together are barely going to score as many points as Green Bay does.
I think I have to agree with you.
For Detroit, I would start quarterback Matthew Stafford. He's probably with a finger injury. Start him anyway. Start wide receiver Calvin Johnson. Start tight end Brandon Pettigrew. Hopefully, I'm on the fence about Maurice Morris and Kevin Smith. Hopefully, you have better options. Wide receivers, Nate Burleson and Titus Young. Maybe defense, maybe kicker, Jason Hansen, maybe. And no to running back, Javid Best, who's still questionable with that concussion.
Yep,
and running back, Keelan Williams. Stay away.
All right, let's keep rolling.
All righty. Next up, we have the game of the week, and that's the two more teams that will score fewer points combined than Green Bay will against Tampa Bay. That's Jacksonville at Cleveland. Two pretty decent defenses, two horrible offenses. Blake Gabbert has to be the worst quarterback in the league, I think. But anyway,
really?
At least for fantasy purposes.
Okay, so, maybe for fantasy purposes.
But I'll pick Jacksonville to win this game on the strength of Maurice Jones-Drew's running. I'll pick them to win 17-13.
I disagree. I think Cleveland wins. It's not like missing Peyton Hillis is really going to affect them since he's never playing. I don't know. It's not going to be pretty.
Jacksonville's defense is pretty good. If they had an offense to go with it, they'd be a playoff contender.
Cleveland defense isn't terrible. I mean,
they're both pretty good defenses, but they're mirror images of each other. They're both good on defense and horrible on offense.
I think that Cleveland's got a little bit more going for it. Blaine Gabbert, obviously, I don't think you need to be starting really anywhere. Maurice Jones-Drew, you can start. Tight end Mercedes Lewis, I'm going to take a pass on unless, you know, your other tight end is hurt or not playing this week. Wide receiver Mike Thomas and Jason Hill, I will start. Anybody else, I would say no to. Kicker Josh Scobie, probably no. The defense, you could maybe start either of these defenses just on the idea that nobody's going to really score all that much in these games.
So for Cleveland, I would start running back Chris Ogbonnaya. He had a good week last week. I think he'll have another good week this week. Tight end Ben Watson, start him and start Cleveland's defense. On the fence about wide receivers, Josh Cribbs and Greg Little, and tight end Evan Moore. Stay away from quarterback Colt McCoy. Running backs Peyton Hillis, who as Jana mentioned is out already with his hamstring, and Montario Hardesty is questionable with his calf injury. Stay away from kicker Phil Dawson, and also stay away from wide receiver Mohamed Massaquah, who's still bothered by his concussion and is listed as questionable.
Okay, keep this train rolling here. Cincinnati, Baltimore.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. I can't figure out Baltimore. All three of the games they've lost this year are games that they should have won. They've lost to Jacksonville. They've lost to Tennessee. They've lost to Seattle. They win all the games at home. They win their games at home, and they beat the difficult teams on the road, but they seem to lose to the teams they should beat on the road. Anyway, this week they're at home. They're playing Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a good team, and Baltimore wins at home, so I'll pick them to continue that streak, and I'll take them to win this game 20-10 and edge half a game. They'll be tied, I guess, with Pittsburgh again. So I'll pick them to win 20-10.
I think I agree that Baltimore probably wins just because it was so glaringly obvious with Ray Rice only getting 5 carries and Joe Flacco attempting like 56 passes last week. It was just so imbalanced that I think they're going to make a concerted effort to really nurture the run game a little bit more this week. And while Cincinnati has a pretty solid defense, shockingly enough, I think that Baltimore, with trying to have their ducks in a row here, is going to just be a little more than Cincinnati can handle. There still is some fantasy value for Cincinnati. I think Andy Dalton, even though he's going against the Baltimore defense, I think that you can still start him in a 2-quarterback league. Cedric Benson at running back is still an okay start for me. Tight end Jermaine Gresham, I don't love this week. Wide receiver A.J. Green, if he plays, I'm going to still start. Jerome Simpson is more of a maybe for me. Andre Caldwell, Brandon Tate, I don't feel all that strongly about anybody beyond A.J. Green. I guess Simpson would be the guy if you had to pick one, but they don't really do it for me. And against Baltimore defense, I'm a little concerned. The Cincinnati defense, I'm going to say no to this week, even though normally they are a good start. As well as kicker Mike Nugent, I'm going to say no to, just because I think Baltimore really is trying to make the offense work a little better than it did last week.
So for Baltimore, I would start Ray Rice in spite of the fact that Cincinnati's rush defense is pretty good. I would start tight end Ed Dixon and expect him to build off his performance last week, where we targeted something like 68 times and had 2 touchdown catches. And I'd also start the Ravens defense. Jana said that quarterback Joe Flacco is unbalanced. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but I would say that he's a start. Did I understand what you said correctly before about Joe Flacco?
I said that their offense was unbalanced.
Not that he was unbalanced?
Not that he was unbalanced.
Okay.
I like Joe Flacco.
So regardless, I would still say Joe Flacco is a maybe. Wide receivers Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith, I say they're maybes against Cincinnati's secondary. And tight end Dennis Pitta, I think, is also a maybe. Running back Ricky Williams is a no for me, as is kicker Billy Cundiff. Stay away from those guys. So
okay.
Now we move on to our battles of the Titans this week, the NFC West heavyweight matchups. We've got two games that I'm sure will be well watched, both of them. First up is Seattle at St. Louis. St. Louis, Sam Bradford, you got to think he's going to be a little bit better this week than he was. I'll flip a coin between these two teams. They're both pathetic, but I'll go with St. Louis to win this 24-21.
I agree. And something I forgot to mention earlier, last week was the first time since divisions were realigned that all the teams in the NFC West won on the same week.
That's pretty scary. And how long ago were the divisions realigned?
A long time ago. Back to this game, though, I think St. Louis wins. I hate the Seattle quarterback situation. I don't want to start any of them. Marshawn Lynch, I guess you have to start. So there's got to be offense somewhere on this team. Wide receivers, Sidney Rice and Doug Baldwin are probably the two I like best. They both are battling head injuries, which is a little concerning, but Sidney Rice played through his last week. Doug Baldwin kind of got his bell rung. If they play, I guess I'd start them. Mike Williams is a maybe for me. Tight end Zach Miller is a maybe. The defense and Steven Hauschka, both probably knows.
For St. Louis, I would start quarterback Sam Bradford this week. He's probable with an ankle injury. Start him anyway. Start running back Steven Jackson. Start wide receiver Brandon Lloyd. And start the Rams defense. On the fence about wide receiver Austin Pettis, he's looked really good the last couple weeks, but not sure. I'm not sold on him yet. Tight end Michael Ohumenu-Wanui, there I said it correctly on the first try. He actually caught a few passes last week, and Lance Kendricks, who we'll get to in a minute, isn't going to be much of a factor this week. So Ohumenu-Wanui, if you need him, I think he's a maybe, but if you need him, I wouldn't be scared of him. Kicker Josh Brown is a maybe for me. Stay away from wide receivers Brandon Gibson and Denario Alexander. They're both questionable. Gibson with a groin injury, Alexander with a hamstring injury. Stay away from tight end Lance Kendricks. He is questionable with a foot injury. And stay away from running back Cadillac Williams, who's questionable with a calf injury. So they have a lot of questionable players on their team.
Okay, let's keep going. We are under 20 minutes left in the show.
So the other big NFC West Titan clash this week is Arizona at Seattle. Well, the good thing is we know that not all four NFC West teams are going to win this week because they're all playing each other. But in this one, I think it'll be a pretty close game, but I think San Francisco is definitely the better of the two teams. So I don't like this matchup a lot for them, but I'll pick them to win 24-20.
I think San Francisco wins by maybe as much as 10 points. I don't feel good about Arizona right now. Regardless of who starts quarterback.
It's been pretty impressive the last couple weeks. For guys
think San Francisco is going to win this pretty handily. I'm not all that worried about it.
Who's going to be the running back? And Alex Smith is only good if you're playing in a league where they use quarterback.
Frank Gore is going to play. He's going to be fine.
Kendall Hunter will outrush
him. We don't have time
to
go into this.
One.
I think that Arizona is going to lose, but I'm still going to tell you who to play on their fantasy team.
Okay, go ahead.
John Skelton is only a two-quarterback league start. Kevin Cobb, probably the same this week for me, regardless of who starts or who plays. I don't love this situation right now. Beanie Wells, I'm still starting, even though he didn't practice today. Wide receivers, Larry Fitzgerald, definitely starting. Andre Roberts, I'm starting. Early Doucette is, I'm leaning towards starting. He's much more a deeper, more flex option, but he's getting targets, and I like that. Tight ends, I'm going to say no to all of them. Todd Heap and Rob Hassler aren't even practicing right now. I don't like that. I'm going to say no to the defense. And Jay Feely, probably no to him as well.
So you're no on Jeff King as well?
Yeah, I don't like Jeff King. Sorry, Jeff King and your family.
Okay. So for San Francisco, as I mentioned before when I interrupted Janice so rudely, I'm not on the Frank Gore bandwagon even if he plays this week. Questionable with a knee injury, stay away from him. Stay away from tight end Delanie Walker. I would start running back Kendall Hunter, who, if for some reason he's still out there on your waiver wire, go grab him. Tight end Vernon Davis should be started. San Francisco's defense should be started. Alex Smith, like I just said, don't start him unless you're in a league that uses quarterback rating as a scoring criterion. Wide receivers, Michael Crabtree and Braylon Edwards, both of them are questionable. Crabtree with a foot injury, Edwards with a knee injury. Hopefully you don't need either of those. And kicker David Akers, also on the fence about him. Stay away from Gore and Delanie Walker. I said that already. So anyway, we're done
pretty
with this game.
Pretty much anyone the Sherpa wants to start or sit, the opposite is what I want to do for San Francisco
okay. This
week.
All right. So now moving on to another game, which I'm guessing we're going to disagree on, and that's San Diego at Chicago. San Diego, their season is going. They're doing a nosedive. Chicago's looked very impressive the last couple weeks. So, of course, I'm going to pick San Diego to win this game 27-24.
I disagree. I think Chicago wins by 7 points. I am really unimpressed by Phillip Rivers and getting less impressed by the week. I don't like Jay Cutler or the Bears particularly, but I guess marginally I think they will be better in this game. Phillip Rivers, I would think very hard about starting. Especially if it's a one-quarterback league, I'm concerned. I'd rather start Alex Smith. I'd feel more comfortable. Running back.
I agree with that.
Mike Tolbert, I guess, is the guy you go with. I don't love the running back situation. Tight end Antonio Gates, I think you could start. Wide receiver Vincent Jackson. Patrick Creighton, I'd start. Malcolm Floyd, I would say no to. Even if he does decide he's going to play, unless you find out early enough that you have a roster spot available still, or you know you won't be losing points by him being a late-game start, that's something you're going to have to really think hard about. I'm going to say no to the defense and no to kicker Nick Novak. Their defense has been particularly underwhelming.
So you would start Patrick Creighton ahead of Vincent Brown?
Yes, but I am a little partial to Patrick Creighton, so...
That's just because he wore a star on his helmet at one point, I'm guessing.
Yes, he did, and he was good to us.
Okay. For Chicago, I'm going to start running back Matt Forte, who's probable with a shoulder injury. Wide receiver Earl Bennett all of a sudden has become a favorite target of his college teammate, Jay Cutler, so start him. Marion Barber is a maybe for me. The defense is a maybe for me, and kicker Robbie Gould is a maybe for me. I'm staying away from quarterback Jay Cutler. Wide receivers Roy Williams, Devin Hester, Johnny Knox. Hester is questionable with an ankle injury. So basically, if you're a wide receiver on the Bears and your name isn't Earl Bennett, I want no part of you this week. And tight end Kellen Davis is also a no start for me.
All right, let's power through these last three games in 15 minutes. Think we can handle that?
Tennessee, we'll have time left over. Trust me, Grasshopper.
Hmm.
So Tennessee at Atlanta. Atlanta, third home game in a row. They've spit the bit last week. I think that they'll bounce back and win this. I think it's a close game, but I'll pick Atlanta to actually win this one by a field goal, and hopefully it doesn't go into overtime, but I'll pick Atlanta to win 24-21.
I think Atlanta probably edges out the Titans just because I don't know if Chris Johnson will still be as functional next week or this week. But I think the Titans put up a fight, and a very good one at that. I still am interested in starting Matt Hasselbeck. Chris Johnson, I guess you're starting. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. He sort of reemerged last week. Let's see if he can actually keep it up.
Atlanta has a good run defense.
Atlanta also likes to give games away, so...
That doesn't mean that you should start... Well, never mind.
I'm saying that I think you can start Chris Johnson. I think you can start tight end Chris Stevens. I think you can start wide receiver Nate Washington. Beyond Nate Washington, I'm not very excited about their wide receivers. Hawkins, Williams, Avery, Marini. Sorry, I always want to call him Martin. I am going to start kicker Rob Baronis, and I'm probably going to say no to the Tennessee defense. I think this is a fairly high scoring, at least 20-something for each team in this game.
So you'll probably disagree then when I say that Damian Williams, I've been picking him up in pretty much any league I can find him available this week.
Yeah,
you would
not
say,
for
what
me.
The
I
heck
think
am I thinking?
There are better options, for sure. But I say, what the heck are you thinking to a lot of decisions you make.
That's true. So for Atlanta, I would start quarterback Matt Ryan, start running back Michael Turner, start wide receiver Roddy White, tight end Tony Gonzalez, and start the defense. You might even want to start running back Jacquizz Rodgers. He's been getting a lot more carries the last few weeks. He's up to probably about 8 carries a game and getting roughly 40 yards with them. The only thing that will make him really worthwhile is if he scores with one of those 8 carries. But we'll see. Wide receiver Harry Douglas, he's probable with his thigh injury. He's a maybe for me. Kicker Matt Bryan is a maybe. And I would stay away from wide receiver Julio Jones, questionable with a hamstring injury. I just don't want to start guys that are going into a game questionable with hamstring injuries.
Okay. I won't disagree.
So Philadelphia at New York for the Giants, that's the Sunday night game this week. And I think that, as much as it pains me to say this, I think Philadelphia is going to win this game. I'll pick them to win 28-21.
If Vince Young's quarterbacking, I don't think Philadelphia can win this game. If Mike Kafka comes in, I get a lot more excited about Philadelphia winning this game.
They're going to run all over the Giants defense, and I say that as a Giants fan. They probably don't even have to throw. They could pull a Tim Tebow on the Giants and probably win this game.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to at least be functional. And right now, anytime Vince Young gets the ball, he's throwing it to the other team. So that's sort of a problem for me. If I would tread lightly with the Philly quarterback situation this week. Michael Vick's going to try to play, but we saw that his accuracy really suffered after he suffered these broken ribs. So I don't know if they'll let him. Vince Young, I absolutely positively do not want you starting under any circumstance. He is not worth any fantasy risk. Mike Kafka I like, but it's going to take a lot for him to see the field. LeSean McCoy, you absolutely need to be starting at running back. Wide receiver, DeSean Jackson, I'd start. Jason Avant, I'd definitely start. Jeremy Maclin, I'm really on the fence about. If you really need a deeper play, Riley Cooper's an interesting pick. He got some deep ball targets last week. Tight end Brent Celek, I would say no to, but again, the Sherpa's got this theory that quarterbacks and tight ends, especially guys who haven't had a lot of experience in the season, like Vince Young right now, that it's a better matchup.
He's been getting a lot of targets the last couple weeks, Celek has, and I only know that because I have
him on
my team.
And he also looked terrible on Sunday, so I would stay away this week from Brent Celek.
He was their leading receiver Sunday, wasn't he, yardage-wise?
Honestly, I don't know, but his actual play on the field was unimpressive to me. Kicker Alex Henry I'm going to start, and the defense I'm on the fence about.
For the Giants, I would start Eli Manning, I would start the birthday boy Victor Cruz, and I would start Tate and Jake Ballard. On the fence about running back Brandon Jacobs, the defense, and wide receiver Mario Manningham, who's questionable with a knee injury. And I say no to running backs Ahmad Bradshaw, who's questionable with a foot injury. Darrell Scott, no need to start him or Danny Ware. And wide receiver Hakeem Nicks, I'd stay away. And kicker Lawrence Tynes, stay away.
Okay.
All right, now we come up on the final game of the week, and that's the Monday night game. This should definitely be one of the better games of one of the better Monday night matchups of the season, Kansas City.
Sure.
The Tyler Palko-led Kansas City Chiefs traveling to New England to take on the Tom Brady-led New England Patriots. And this is going to be another one-sided Monday night game. I think Kansas City is lucky if they can score 2 touchdowns in this game, but I'll give them that. But I think New England will beat them by at least 3 touchdowns. I'll take New England to win this game 38-14.
It's a tough way to start your first start of your NFL career for Tyler Palko. I agree New England's going to win this game. And Tyler Palko, I don't think you need to be starting. Just maybe stash him on your lineup, but don't start him this week. Running backs. Jackie Battle I like. Beyond that, just say no. Tight end Leonard Pope is a maybe for me. Wide receiver Steve Breston I would say yes to, as well as Dwayne Bowe. Jonathan Baldwin's maybe. Ryan Suckup, the kicker, might think about starting just because I think they kick a lot of field goals, but I definitely wouldn't be starting their defense.
So for New England, it's pretty straightforward. You start Tom Brady, start wide receivers Deion Branch and Wes Welker, and I would start Rob Gronkowski. You could probably even start Aaron Hernandez. I would start the defense, and I would start kicker Steven Gostkowski. For some reason, I wrote all the Eagles players down for the Patriots. Don't ask me why I did that, so I'm vamping here, as they say in the trade. Running back Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis is a maybe for me, and running back Steven Ridley and wide receiver Chad Ochocinco, which I know is going to pain Jana, are no's for me, although I will give you that he did catch 3 passes last week, 2 of them for over 20 yards, so he did finally make an appearance in the score sheet, so congratulations to him for that. I still don't think that means you have to start him.
All right.
And I'll say, yeah, that's my take on them.
Okay. We have shockingly finished on time today, guys. Doesn't happen often, but we did. Get excited.
So let me ask you this, since we have a minute or two. Who are there any players among those that were injured? Do you think there are any opportunities fantasy-wise for the people that are replacing him? And I'm using somebody like Chris Ogbonnaya as an example. Is he somebody that could possibly be a contributor to your team in the fantasy playoffs? Is John Skeleton somebody that you would think is worthwhile? Who are the people that you think might be worthwhile of the ones that have just started the last couple weeks because of injury? Is there anybody
Chris
there, Janet?
Ogbonnaya, I think, is worthwhile because Peyton Hillis is such a hot mess right there right now, and
Hardesty's still battling
that calf injury, which as a runner is going to be a real problem. Looking into the future a little bit, I like Matt Leinart as a pickup in Texas at quarterback. So, I mean,
wait, is this the same Matt Leinart that you were bad-mouthing all last preseason?
Last preseason? No. Two? Yes. I think
that's what I meant.
Years...
Last meaning 2010.
Okay. Well, there was technically still sort of a preseason this year. But I think that the time he's had is really going to have helped him actually understand the playbook. He's learning from Matt Schaub. I like that. And this is his last shot. He knows that. And I think that he's going to respect it a little bit more and look a little better. I like the chances here.
All right, so if we were putting together an all-scrub team or an all-substitute team, Matt Leinart would be your quarterback. I would take John Skelton. Who do you want at running back?
I would take Matt Leinart before John Skelton, that's for sure. Running back, I guess Chris Ogbonnaya. Can I take DeMarco Murray? He wasn't really on most people's radar.
No, but he's on everybody's radar screen now. I'm talking about people that aren't necessarily on people's radar screen. If you want Ogbonnaya, then I'm going to take Kendall Hunter for my team.
Lance Ball's not a terrible option.
No, he's not. You're right. So you can have him too, and I'll take Joe McKnight.
All right.
I know that makes you happy. All right, so wide receivers, anybody there that you like?
I'm excited about Donald Jones finally being healthy in Buffalo, and the fact that Stevie Johnson's probably not playing this week definitely means more targets for Donald Jones, who was the clear-cut number two when he broke his ankle close to the beginning of the season, and I think he's going to have a resurgence. He and David Nelson are going to be a nice little 1-2 punch this week, I think.
I agree. Wide receiver, I can't really think of anybody off of the top of my head that gets
Ron
me excited
Robinson's
that isn't already
idea.
On a team. Pardon?
I said Laurent Robinson's not a terrible idea. So.
No, but I think most people are aware of him now. I'm looking for somebody like Titus Young or Greg Little or somebody like that or even Andre Roberts, somebody like that hasn't really done much yet.
Okay.
Devon Best,
well,
I don't know if you could consider him in that category, but maybe he's my guy then. So anyway, I know we're needing to wrap up.
We are out of
time,
so we're done here. We will be back again next Wednesday night from 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, as we are every Wednesday night. In the meantime, you can find us all week long at fantasyfootballsherpa.com, where there are great blog with over 300 players ranked by position and great waiver wire pickups each week. You can email us at the number 4thninchesshow@gmail.com. That's the number 4thninchesshow@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter under the same handle, the number 4thninchesshow. You can find us at the Fantasy Football Sherpa fan page on Facebook and read the Sherpa's football musings on the Huffington Post, including how to prepare your team for the playoffs, how to optimize it. And you can find our fantasy football Learning Annex videos on learningannex.com. Just search for the Sherpa, Jana Kimmel, Scott Sweeney, anything that floats your boat. You can find us pretty easily there. There are two videos. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again next Wednesday night. And good luck to your fantasy teams this week.
Thanks, Jana, for the show, and have a great week, everybody. Good night.